Today I want to talk to you a little bit about bearing witness. Bearing witness. The word bearing means bringing in that context of bringing witness. There's a scripture in 1 John that talks about the testimony or the witness in a Christian's life. And in 1 John chapter 5, begin in verse 9 and 10, he tells us this: if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. And this is it: he who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. He who believes in the Son has the witness in himself. And the witness that he gives us is the witness of his Son, the witness of salvation that he gives us. And so today I want to talk to you a little bit about, what are you doing with the witness that you have? If you're a Christian, what are you doing with that witness? What are you doing with that witness? Verse 11 says, and this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. There's the testimony that every Christian, born-again believer, has. In verse 12, he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. That's the testimony of Jesus. That's the testimony of Jesus right there. That's the witness that every believer has in them. And so, what are you doing with that witness? What are you doing with that witness? Are you utilizing it? Are you using it? Are you walking it? Are you believing it for what it has given you? And we sing, "Thank you, Lord." But you know what? What other way, what deeper way, what better way, what stronger way can you thank the Lord other than bearing witness to him? Bearing witness to him, to people that you come in contact with. Doesn't have to be even people you know. We see it in Scripture in Acts chapter 8. Philip was called to bear witness. Beginning verse 26 of chapter 8, it says, now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down to Jerusalem, from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert. And so he arose and he went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Just think about that. Philip's minding his own business, and an angel appears and speaks to him. An angel speaks to him. An angel of the Lord speaks to him and said, arise and go toward the south along this road. Now, if an angel spoke to you, what would you do? Would you even know it? Would you even be sensitive to it? Much less obedient to it? You see, an angel of the Lord is the same thing as the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God speaks to us, but do you hear it? Philip responded to the angel by being obedient to what the voice of the Lord spoke through the angel to him. Arise and go down toward the south along this road. And so he does. Now, Philip didn't know why. He didn't give any explanation. But he was prepared. He was prepared because he was obedient. He got up and he went. Verse 27, so he arose and went, and behold, a man, an Ethiopian, was going along the road. Verse 29, then the Spirit said to Philip, that'd be the Holy Spirit. The Spirit said to Philip, go near and overtake this chariot. So Philip ran to him, and he heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, do you understand what you're reading? And he said, how can I unless someone guides me? And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him in the chariot. There it is. The Spirit said to Philip. Do you hear the Holy Spirit speaking? When he speaks to you, do you hear him? That's the voice of God. Do you hear the voice of God when he speaks to you? You see, when we bear witness of God, to bear witness of God, we need to hear God. We need to hear the Spirit of God. We need to hear the voice of God. And you can't hear the voice of God unless you know the voice of God, because we hear a lot of voices in the world today. There's a lot of voices speaking to you. But there's only one voice of God, and the Holy Spirit of God. And so the Spirit said to Philip, go to this chariot. You see, the reason God called him to do that, the reason he sent the angels to speak to him, and then the Spirit gave him instructions after his first obedience to what to do then, when he saw the Ethiopian, God knew the Ethiopian's heart was right and ready to receive. You see, that's why it's so important for us to be bearing witness of Jesus, bearing witness to Jesus. Because you never know when someone's heart is ready. And it can be a total stranger. Someone in the grocery store. Someone in the auto parts store. Someone at work. Someone at school. What are you doing with the witness that's within you, in you, Christians? Are you bearing witness? You see, God knew the Ethiopian's heart was right and ready to receive. And he was actually reading scripture. He didn't understand it. But God called Philip to bear witness to himself, to God, to Jesus, and he responded and he was ready. Ready. You know, the word tells us to always be prepared to give the reason for the hope that you have. Philip was prepared. And we'll see that right here in the next verses. Then the place in the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent. So he opened not his mouth, and in his humiliation his justice was taken away. And who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. He was reading the book of Isaiah, from Isaiah, Isaiah 53 in verses 7 and 8. And so the eunuch answered Philip, and he said, I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or some other man? And so the eunuch was curious, who is Isaiah talking about? Is he talking about himself or is he talking about someone else? And so again, Philip was ready to bear witness. Here he goes. Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Preached what to him? Jesus. Preached who to him?
Jesus.
Preached Jesus to him. He was bearing witness to Jesus. The eunuch's heart was ready. God's Spirit spoke to Philip. Philip was obedient and responded. Are you ready to bear witness today? Not here, but when you leave here, when you go to the grocery store, or you go to a restaurant, if God says, go speak to that person, what's going to be your response? Especially when it's someone you don't know. a stranger. This was a total stranger. He said, Philip, chase down the chariot. So he ran it down. What are you reading? I'm reading, he's heard him reading from the book of Isaiah. Do you know what you're reading? How can I unless someone explains to me? How can I know Jesus unless someone bears witness to him? Do you know how many people outside this room, I'm sure there's people right here today that really have not truly been born again. I hope before you leave today you will be. But outside of this room, outside of the church walls, do you know how many people are without Christ, without Jesus? They're everywhere. You pass them on the street. You pass them at work. You pass them at school, young people. They're everywhere. What are you doing with the witness in you? Are you bearing witness? Verse 34, it says, or 35, then Philip opened his mouth, beginning at this scripture, and preached Jesus to him. What does that mean, he preached Jesus to him? Well, I believe it's what we just read in 1 John. It says, and this is the testimony that God has given us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son, Jesus. And he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. It's the testimony of Jesus. That's bearing witness. That's what Philip preached to him. He preached Jesus to him. He told him, he shared the gospel with him. Do you know the gospel? If someone asks you, a total stranger or even someone you know, said, what is the gospel? Would you be able to tell them what the gospel is? What the gospel, the good news is? You see, the reason the church at large today, by statistics, is in decline is because the people who know Jesus are not bearing witness to him. Because if they're bearing witness to him, there would be people coming to Christ. But the problem with the church is, and it's the problem with most Christians, is they got him, so they're satisfied. I got Jesus, so I'm good. I don't have to suffer for him. I don't have to sacrifice for him. I don't have to bear witness to him because I got him. I'm good. And that's the prevailing attitude of the church. And to a large degree, it's the prevailing attitude of this church. Are you bearing witness? What are you doing with the witness that you have been given, with the testimony that you've been given? In verse 36, now as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, see, here's some water. What hinders me from being baptized? Then Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered, and the eunuch said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And so he commanded the chariot to stop. And both Philip and the eunuch went down in the water, and he baptized him. Philip said, if you believe with your heart. That's interesting that he said that. Because there's a lot of intellectual Christians in the world today. I believe in God. I believe there's a God. Oh, I believe in Jesus. Do you? Do you really? Do you have the witness in you? Have you truly been born again? You see, Philip said, if you believe in your heart, if you believe in your heart, the word says if you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and you confess with your mouth. You see, we have to first believe in our heart before we can confess with our mouth. And so he did. And the eunuch said, yes, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And so he was baptized. He was baptized. And when they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away so that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. He had a change. His life was changed. The Ethiopian's life was changed forever. He went on his way rejoicing because he truly had Jesus in his life. And the reason he had Jesus in his life was Philip was obedient and bore witness to Jesus. Are you bearing witness to Jesus? I'm not asking you, are you being a good person? Are you not doing all things you're not supposed to do? Are you bearing witness to him? You see, if we're bearing witness to him, these chairs wouldn't be empty, and those chairs wouldn't be stacked up over there. We'd be hunting places to put people if we're bearing witness. It's the truth, folks. It's the truth. And you know what? Time is growing short. Time is growing short. Jesus is coming back. Are you bearing witness? Do you have loved ones that you know don't know Christ? Do you have friends that you know that don't know Christ? Family members that don't know Christ? Just friends that don't know Christ? Sure, we all do. Are you bearing witness to them? Do you care enough about their destiny to bear witness to them? Well, Pastor, they don't want to hear it, or they'll say this or that. So? Philip didn't say, well, God, what if he doesn't receive me? What if he doesn't stop the chariot? No, Philip was just obedient. He did what God told him to do. Because, you see, God knows. God knows when someone's heart is ready. And when you pass on an opportunity to bear witness, that's on you. Because when God says, do that, bear witness to that person. Speak to that person. Tell that person about Jesus. Just tell them that Jesus loves them. And that'll open the door a lot of times. And if you don't, will that person get another opportunity? Hopefully. But what if they don't? What if they don't? Think about that. You see, the problem with bearing witness, there's one issue with bearing witness, I believe, not just one, but the biggest issue with bearing witness for the Christian believer. Anybody know what it is? Oh, those are good. Rejection, pride. But those are kind of byproducts. It's fear. It's fear. Fear of rejection. Fear of what they'll say. Or could be pride. But it's fear. The biggest thing is fear. What are they going to say? Are they going to think, if I could walk up to a stranger and talk to them about God, or mention, what are they going to say? Are they going to think I'm Looney Tunes? That's fear. That's fear. I was talking with someone this past week, and it actually triggered this message in me, in the Word. And this man was in Walmart, and looking around some things, and there was a lady over here was on a phone. And he heard her say something like, dear God, no, do not say that, or something like that. And she hung the phone up, and she was upset, crying. And people were just walking past her, and she's standing there weeping. And so he said, the Lord just said you need to go pray for her. And he just went over, and he said, ma'am, I don't want you to be upset or offended me or think I'm weird, but can I pray for you? He says, I don't need to know. I don't need to know what's going on, but I'd just like to pray for you. And she looked at him, and she said, I don't mind telling you. She said, My husband just got word from the doctors that he's got 4 weeks to live. Now, he didn't have to go speak to her, so he prayed with her. He prayed over and went on through the store. And a few minutes later, she came and found him. And she said, I need to share something with you. She said, when I got off the phone with my husband, I said, God, where are you? Whoa. And then you walked up.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah, whoa. Do you see the importance of bearing witness? You can change someone's life forever. And you know what? It's the way God designed it. The church didn't grow from Pentecost for them just going home and keeping it to themselves. There's a scripture I shared with the team this morning before the service. It describes how the church prospers. But let me, before we go to that, I want to share with you another one. 2 Timothy chapter 1. What's the biggest hindrance to bearing witness? Fear. I believe it's fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of people, fear of rejection, fear of what they'll say, what they'll think, what they'll do. It's fear. But what does God say about that? For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. So why do we fear to bear witness? God has not given you a spirit of fear. A spirit of fear comes from the devil. It comes from the enemy. You're listening to the wrong voice. Oh, they're going to think you're weird. Or they're going to get upset with you. Or your family member is going to get mad at you. That's a spirit of fear. And God does not give us a spirit of fear. But he gives us a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind to bear witness to Jesus. And he says, therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings of the gospel. Paul is writing to Timothy, according to the power of God. You see, Philip didn't worry about what the eunuch was going to say or do or respond. He went in the power of God and just did what God told him to do. And it changed the eunuch's life forever. According to the power of God who has saved us and called us with a holy calling. Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. You are called to bear witness to Jesus if you're a Christian. That's why he saves you, to have a relationship and fellowship with you and for you to bear witness to him. You're called. It's very clear in Scripture. Don't be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. Are you ashamed of the testimony, the witness that you have in you through Christ? If you're not, then why aren't you bearing witness? Why aren't you bearing witness to him at every opportunity? The man that shared that story with me, he said, this is what the church has got to get. And I said, you're right. This is what the church has got to get. This ought to be, there. You know, we ought to, he said it this way, we ought to be making memories and creating stories about Jesus, of Jesus. Just like Philip and the eunuch. We need to be creating those same stories in our life by what? How? By bearing witness to him. Because it's not about us. He said it's not by our works, but for his purpose. How does the church prosper? I shared this with the team, as I said, before the service. It's in the book of Acts, 9:31. It won't be on the screen if you want to make that note, but I want you to listen to this. Then the churches throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and were edified. Edified means built up. And walking in the fear of the Lord, walking in the fear of the Lord, respecting God, respecting who He is, and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, the churches were multiplied. That's how the church prospers. When the people in the church, the people who are the church, have peace and are built up through His Word. You want to get built up in Christ? Use this. Read it, study it, know it, own it, devour it. This will edify you. This will build you up. The Word will build you up. When the people of God have peace and are being built up by the Word of God, and they're walking in the fear of God and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, the church will be multiplied. So I'll ask you what I asked the team. Are you walking in His peace? Are you being built up by the Word? And are you being comforted by the Holy Spirit because you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit? You see, if you are, then you're going to be bearing witness to Jesus. And that's what we're called to do, is to bear witness to Jesus. Are you bearing witness? And you might say, well, I'm not educated, I don't know the Bible that well, I don't understand some scriptures, what if that's... Let me say this nicely. Bull. Bull. Read the Word. Spend time with God. Spend time in the Word. And He'll equip you. You won't have to worry about what they're going to say or what they're going to ask you. The Word itself says the Spirit will give you the words at the right time. But you got to be plugged in with God. And you got to be prepared yourself in your relationship with Him. And if you have His peace and you're built up by, you're building yourself up in the Word, and you're walking in the Holy Spirit and the fear of God, that's all, you can bear witness. It will be a natural outflow of those things. You won't hesitate. When you see somebody like this guy saw in the store and you see they're upset, you won't hesitate. You won't fear to walk up and say, excuse me, is it all right if I pray for you? I mean, what are they going to say? No, leave me alone? Okay. And you know what? You walk away and pray for them anyway. You know, we act like if we bear witness or something. You know, there's people in other countries today, if they bear witness, they'll get shot. But they still bear witness. And we're over here in all our comfort and our safety, and we're afraid to bear witness. Come on, church, it's time to get with the program. Time is wasting, and time is just drifting away. Jesus is coming back, and there's going to be people that you know you should have witnessed to, and you're going to have regrets. And I've shared this before. I have regret of not sharing with a family member, and I had to stand with his children when they took him off life support. You don't want that regret. Bear witness to him. Let's pray. Are you doing these things? Are you walking with him? Do you have the peace of Jesus Christ in your life? Do you have the peace of Jesus Christ in your life? There's only one way to have it, and that's through faith in Him. By repenting of your sin and asking to forgive you. And by faith, receiving His forgiveness and becoming a child of God. And when you've done that, when you've been born again, and you have the witness in you. You have the witness in you. God's word says that His Spirit will affirm in your spirit that you're a child of God. That means you'll know that you're truly saved when you really are. And when you're saved, when you're born again, you're called. You're called to bear witness to Jesus Christ. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus today. This would be a church that bears witness to Jesus. That makes an impact and a change in the community that around us. Because we're bearing witness. Bearing witness to people who have no witness. God, help us to bear witness. Not with just how we live our lives, but what we do with the testimony that's in us. God, I pray that you strengthen us, encourage us, empower us. And your word promises all those things. And I pray that you pour it out on this church, that it would be a church that bears witness to Jesus Christ. And the harvest will come. In Jesus' name.